In the best of times, Congo is a fractious place. These are not the best of times. Since August, the intense fighting has increased in the nation's vast eastern regions. The conflict between Congolese Tutsi rebels and Rwandan Hutu militia goes back to the Rwandan genocide. Hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced from their villages, and the refugee situation in eastern Congo is only one of many around the world. Antonio Guterres is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. And while paying a visit to Washington, he's come by our studio. Welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
How bad is the situation in eastern Congo? How many people are displaced? What do they need?
Well, it's very bad. In North Kivu itself, we have now 250,000 new displaced persons. But let's not forget that in the past, we had 800,000 more. But we are also having problems in Ituri, where some people fled into Uganda. And we have problems further north, where the LRA, the Lord's Resistance Army, attacked Dungu, and because of that, about 7,000 Congolese had to flee to southern Sudan. So we are really witnessing a picture, and I would say a humanitarian disaster in North Kivu.
Mm. There seems to be a chain of displacement. The fighting moves people. Those who moved are then displaced because of assaults on them in the refugee camps. Do you know what's being done to try and stop this cycle?
Well, of course, the key thing is to have a ceasefire that holds. Unfortunately, this was not yet entirely achieved. DRC is a huge country, no infrastructure, very difficult mobility. And so we have 900 UN troops in Goma, which, of course, is not enough to preserve not even the humanitarian space. So, first of all, it's necessary to make the ceasefire work. But then we need to find a political solution. And the political solution is not easy. It's not only a Congolese solution. It needs to involve the neighbors. The relation between DRC and Rwanda is key. Peace building is not a quick fix.
In the short term, how is food, water, tents, building materials getting to those who really need it?
Well, we have 6 camps around Goma. And to those 6 camps, since last Wednesday, it was possible to bring food. We, for instance, had to move things from Ngara in Tanzania through Burundi, through Rwanda. There was a period, a dramatic period, in which we could not provide what the population badly needed. It was, you can't imagine how frustrating it is sometimes to be in these circumstances. But now that has been reestablished. Those pipelines have been reestablished.
It has.
But the security situation does not allow us to be as effective as we would like. And outside Goma, there are huge gaps of assistance and protection that are not met. It's a very tragic situation.
Mm. These are the latest victims of the violence in Congo, and hundreds of thousands of people, by some estimates more than 1 million, have been displaced over the years. What is needed in Congo for those that are caught in the middle?
Unfortunately, this is a situation of displacement in which the majority of people have not crossed the border and are not entitled to international protection based on the Geneva Convention of 51 and UNHCR's mandate. So if they are inside their own country, the first responsibility to protect them is of the government of the country. But the government of the country is not able to do it. The presence of the state has collapsed.
Hmm.
And then, of course, when things like that happen, the violations of human rights become massive. Unfortunately, there are 2 kinds of crises, the crises that mobilize international support and the crises that tend to be forgotten. And DRC is permanently a forgotten crisis.
What would it take to bring it to people's attention?
Well, I think it's a mixture of 2 things. It's a mixture of the involvement of media. It's much easier to report what's happening in Iraq or in Georgia than what's happening in the DRC. But it's also to do with the strategic interests that exist in the world. A crisis in Iraq or a crisis in Afghanistan have global implications. In the DRC, if people kill each other, that will have no impact in our lives. We are not afraid of the risk of Congolese terrorists coming to the US or to Europe. And so, unfortunately, there is much less attention.
Antonio Guterres is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. He came into our studio. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.